Time now for a new segment. I am very happy to say that I am joined by Peter Blackie Black from the Hard-Ons and so much more for a new segment here on the program where we discuss the intersection of heavy metal and fitness, a segment we're calling
Heavy Kettle.
That's Heavy Kettle is the name of that one. Good morning, Blackie. How you going, mate?
I'm pretty good, actually.
Thank you so much for getting up so early to join us here on the radio.
I get up early anyway.
You do get up early because in addition to all the other things that you do, you're a personal trainer.
Yes, I am.
A very fit guy.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, it was sort of, you'd be easy to pick out of a lineup here of 2SER staff as a result of that.
Oh, come on.
We had to get you back on here. You did a great show you did as part of the family reunion sessions for our 2022 Radiothon. You and Eddie Yutz here in the studio. Just
Yeah, that was shitloads of fun.
So much so, great music
for
you
the,
played
on
the
show. Colourful language, but yakking away for 2 hours and playing a whole heap of awesome Aussie stuff.
It was really good. It was just, you were able to shine a light on bands that are really well deserving of airplay and don't often get it. And like, I'd love to have a playlist of everything you had on there. We do have it available on our website, 2ser.com, but it was really awesome.
Yeah, and I think I made such a big playlist, we only got to about a fifth of it, so I have to wait for next year's one.
Yeah, well, I mean, Eddie Yutz, I'm sure he's always got time for you to join him on his regular program, the Super Happy Fun Time Hour, 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, but you might want to sleep in on at least one of the days. Now, Heavy Kettle, we should discuss the title of this segment, because we want to discuss the intersection of heavy metal and fitness, because they're two things you're into. Alternative titles we were looking at were Black Metal, which took into account the fact that we'd be discussing heavy metal music with Blackie from the Hard-Ons, but didn't really allude to the fact that there'd be a fitness aspect.
God, my people, I have to talk to your people. I was more along the idea that this was going to be a fitness show. Black Metal, bloody hell.
No, well, we didn't say we couldn't use that title because it didn't include the fitness aspect. I was also going to go Black Kettle, as in a reference to kettlebells. Do you use the kettlebells?
Ah, yes, I do. I have a bunch of them in my car.
Yeah?
Yep, and they're a handy tool.
They're the go-to, really?
No, I mean, everything's your go-to. Your hands and your feet, your nose, kettlebells, dumbbells, resistance bands, anything and everything.
I got a fairly fit nose after all my time in the movie industry back in LA. And another title was Black Kettle, but that was sort of more...
I didn't get it.
That sounded more like it had to do with the phrase, the pot calling the kettle black, and I've got no idea what that segment is. So Heavy Kettle it is. Now, for someone like me who hasn't had a lot of experience there with sort of fitness regimes and personal fitness, and at risk of sort of hitting you up for free information on behalf of our 2SER audience, what would be the first step?
The very first one.
Looking to get fit.
The very first one, and it's really easy because I get people approaching me at gigs about it, and it's like, just start moving. Like, just start. Like, so many people go, oh, you know, I was always thinking about it. It's like, don't think about it. Just do it.
Yeah.
Like, and the second thing they always tell me, it's almost in the same breath, is like, I've got to tell you, though, I hate running. It's like, well, don't do it. There's about a million things you can do. You know, find something that you find enjoyable and do it.
So it can be basically anything, like...
Anything. Like, you know, I'm sure there's a PCY near you. You know, go check out what sort of programs I have. You know, start walking more regularly. And,
yep.
You know, when I say walking, you do sometimes get people going, well, look, I walk enough. That's enough. And
yeah.
It's like, it kind of isn't. You know, walking is something that you've got to do anyway because, you know, you've got to get from A to B, even if it's, you know, getting from your front porch to the car. When I say go for a walk, it's like, I don't know, find a really good path and then walk a little bit harder than you would normally where your, you know, your heart rate goes up a little bit more than usual and maybe you might work up a little bit of a sweat. But really, it's that simple. And the body loves to move. As soon as you start doing it, swear to God, give it a week or two, you'll start craving it.
Mm. And I guess with the apps and everything you've got on your phone these days that can monitor how many steps you take, is that something you would be mindful of? You would sort of look at that and sort of go, I want to hit this minimum number of steps?
Me personally, no. I don't like being constricted in any way like that. Like,
yeah.
Even when it comes to, like, I don't even like the word dieting. It's like, well, what do you eat? It's like, well, I eat food. You know, it's like, just with everything you do, just be mindful in a way I don't know, just be sensible. It really is simple. People like tend to try and think it's complicated.
Yep.
Because, yeah, you know, then when they do take a breath and go, well, I might start training, but I'll tell you what, I don't want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And it's like, don't worry, you're not going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. That's a lot of work to look like that.
And I should point out, this is one of the godfathers of Australian punk and rock and roll music here telling you to be sensible.
Well, yeah. No, why not?
So the first fitness tip we'll get from you for an ongoing series is just start moving. It's
just start moving. Like, you will not regret it. The only thing, like, say if you're at a certain age, like, you know, I'm already in my mid-50s, it might pay to have a quick visit to the doctor.
Yep.
Just to make sure there's no underlying funny business going on.
Yep.
But, you know, even people who have just had a heart attack can recover, whereas before they used to say, oh, well, you've got to, you know, stay in bed for the next 6 months. It's like, nah, mate, start exercising as soon as possible.
Cool.
You know, you really just start moving. Do anything. And as you say, there's loads of apps and stuff like that. There's also loads of things you can look up on YouTube. Like, you know, join a team sport. Go to your local pool, you know. Go for walks. Just do anything. Anything that involves moving.
And you're going to go and start doing your personal trainer thing right about now. But before I let you go, you selected a song for us. This would be a good one to get your walk onto.
Yeah, this would be a good way to kick off.
What are we going to listen to, mate?
We're going to listen to AC/DC with For Those About to Rock.
You heard it from the man himself, Peter Blackie Black. It's part of the new regular segment, Heavy Kettle. Thank you so much for joining us, Blackie.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure.
You have a wonderful day. We look forward to seeing you next week on 2SER Breakfast.
Likewise.